He's the highest ranked figure in the Catholic world to be charged with concealing sexual abuse. New South Wales authorities have laid a single charge against the Adelaide Archbishop Philip Wilson. Back in 1976, when he was a junior priest in the Hunter Valley, he allegedly failed to report child sexual abuse by another priest, James Fletcher. Archbishop Wilson has strongly denied the charges. He says he will defend his innocence in court next month. But he's taken indefinite leave from his post in Adelaide. Chris Geraghty is a former Catholic priest who knows Philip Wilson. He left the priesthood to become a lawyer and then a district court judge in New South Wales. Chris Geraghty explains the significance of the charge.
It's a big blow to the Catholic Church. He's an archbishop, and if he has committed this offence even years ago, then like everybody else, he needs to come before the law. That's what the rule of law means.
I mean, he's said to be the most senior Catholic official in the world to be charged with an offence like this. This is, you know, the offence of allegedly failing to report a paedophile offence.
Well,
is that true?
Being an archbishop, yes, that'd be true. Mm. There is a case in America in Kansas City of a person called Bishop Robert Flynn, and he was charged with protecting a priest who had hundreds of pornographic photos. He was found guilty and he was sentenced to 2 years of court-supervised probation. Mm.
Yes, now, Bishop Finn in Kansas City, Missouri, he, as I understand it, is still a member of the Catholic Bishops' Conference. He was placed on a 2-year good behaviour bond. So conceivably, if Archbishop Wilson is found guilty, not given a custodial sentence, could he conceivably continue as a Catholic bishop?
Yes, I think probably he could in these circumstances. Now, you want to go into those circumstances. He was a young priest, as he said, when this offence occurred, if it did occur. And it's a long time ago, 1976.
Yes, although the reality is, though, Chris, from a public position, it would be impossible for him to remain as the Archbishop of a Catholic diocese with this hanging over his head if he is convicted.
Well, if he's convicted, he'll have a criminal conviction against his name. I think that probably would be impossible for him to continue as the Archbishop.
Yeah. What is the specific legal status here? Because Archbishop Wilson is alleged to have not reported a conversation about the paedophile priest James Fletcher back in the 70s. That's not the same as actively concealing a crime, though, is it?
Well, as I understand it, the law requires him under Section 316 of the Crimes Act to inform, to disclose to the police or to the civil authorities if he knows that a child has been interfered with. Now, that's an obligation that he has, not to conceal. The obligation is a positive obligation. Once he knows the information, then he has to share it with the police. Mm. There are defences to that. I understand that one of the defences is if you can persuade the court, the jury, that you have a reasonable excuse for not having approached the police. If the basic allegation is established, then he might have an excuse for not having done it. But he's saying it didn't happen.
Yes, he is categorically denying it. We should say that. I think you've said, though, that he was unlucky in the sense that this offence is alleged to have occurred in New South Wales and the law was different there. I mean,
he's very unlucky because from my reading of what's been going on at the Royal Commission, there are many bishops and probably many senior priests who knew that this was going on. It would seem they knew what was going on in Newcastle too, and they didn't report it to the police. Now, Philip Wilson, if he'd committed this offence, had committed it in New South Wales, and New South Wales is the only state which has 316 of the Crimes Act, which puts a positive obligation on a priest once he finds out about the offence of going to the police. Mm. Victoria, Queensland, South Australia, Western Australia, they don't have that offence. One of the reasons why I understand the other states don't have it is because it is just assumed that they have the obligation anyway and they don't really want to put it as a crime. It's just that if you know the child's being interfered with, then you're obliged to take steps.
The paradox here with Archbishop Philip Wilson is that he seemed to get quite positive reviews in the Royal Commission for his role as bishop in Wollongong in the 1990s, where he was referred to as the healing bishop. So, I mean, there is a paradox.
Andrew, what you have to remember about this is that Philip Wilson was born in 1950. He was ordained in 1975. This offence is alleged to have occurred in 1976. He'd spent 8 years in the seminary and as a tan walking around talking theology and living in a Alice in Wonderland kind of land, and he's landed as a junior priest, just a little bit above an altar boy in Maitland, and somebody comes along and discloses this to him, if it happened. And what's he going to do? He's bottom of the pecking order. There's a bishop in charge, there's vicar generals, there's senior priests. The priest that's actually being complained about is senior to him, and he's a high profile kind of priest. So this is the situation he was in 1976. Then he became a bishop in Wollongong in 1996 and inherited some fairly bad situations down there, which he dealt with, people say, beautifully. The John Nestor situation, for example, was one where John Nestor was found guilty, indecent assault, I think it was, and it was overturned the next year, 1997, I think, by the district court. But the bishop had other information.
This was Bishop Wilson.
And he just refused to reinstate him. And Rome insisted that he should reinstate him. And he held out against that, against Rome, and said he wasn't going to do it. And then in the end, Rome laicized John Nestor.
Chris, you were a judge for many years. You would also have dealt with many victims, though. They're not going to get much comfort out of the idea that Philip Wilson was a young, naive priest under a lot of pressure at the bottom of the pecking order, though, are they?
No, they're not. They're not. And look, the system had an obligation of training Philip Wilson so that he knew what he was supposed to do in these situations. He went through a very, very bad seminary training, as did I. I had someone disclosing to me in early 1970, one of the students in the seminary. All I was thinking about was mortal sin and confession, and I had no idea about it being a crime and going to the police or anything like that. Now, I must say this person was 18 at the time.
What was the culture in the 1970s that may have contributed to the alleged actions of Philip Wilson as a young priest, of a culture of fear, a culture of keeping it in-house? I mean,
it was a culture of clericalism, really, protecting the reputation of the church. There's a very sad story of a senior priest in Sydney who, among his peers, said, "I'd commit perjury to protect the good name of the church." And one of his mates then whispered under his breath, "It might be better if he committed adultery." The culture was clericalism, of protecting the club, protecting your mates. Army does that, parliamentarians do it, any big institution does it, and the Catholic Church was a big institution, and they didn't want this bad name. Of course they didn't, and Philip would have been part of this clerical system. But Andrew, I was a young priest like Philip was. We lived in the Catholic Church. We didn't live in the secular community. We were talking a completely different language. We were living in a different world. And I didn't think of the courts. I'd never been into a court. I'd never been into a solicitor's office. I'd never spoken to a barrister. Those things were just completely out of my mind.
And the great irony was you did, as I say, become a very distinguished judge. Look, Chris, just finally, other people looking at this case, what will they be thinking? What will they be fearing?
Well, if Philip Wilson's getting charged, there'll be others, I would think, going to be charged too, and they'd be running for cover, worried about what's going to happen. He's a very senior member of the clergy in Australia. He's now going to be standing up in court.
And he won't be addressed as Your Grace, will he?
He'll be addressed as the accused. Will the accused please stand up?
The former Catholic priest and New South Wales judge, Chris Geraghty. He's also the author of Dancing with the Devil, his memoir. And this is Andrew West with the Religion and Ethics Report.